Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rose Hill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Wednesday, the 13th of May 2026 at 1981 Israel time, 1601 UTC. Israeli strikes kill 12 in Lebanon as Trump arrives in Beijing for summit with Xi, May 13th, 1601 UTC, 1901 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front, Israeli airstrikes on vehicles in southern Lebanon killed at least 12 people today, including a woman and her two children. The IDF said it struck Hezbollah weapons depots, rocket launchers, and infrastructure. Hezbollah claimed an ambush and a loitering glider hit on an Israeli tank. UNIFIL accused Hezbollah of drone attacks that damaged its headquarters. Meanwhile, President Trump landed in Beijing for a two-day summit with Xi Jinping, with the Iran war, trade, and Taiwan on the agenda. Iran warned it will block US weapons transiting the Strait of Hormuz. And reports revealed that Mossad and Shin Bet chiefs secretly visited the UAE during the Iran war to coordinate. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the Strait of Hormuz warning came from Army spokesman Brigadier General Mohammad Akraminia, who declared that Iran will no longer allow American weapons to transit into regional bases. The western part of the strait is under IRGC Navy Command, the eastern part under the regular Navy. The statement lands as US intelligence assesses Iran retains about 70% of its missile stockpile and 90% of its underground facilities. On the diplomatic front, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi departed for New Delhi to attend a BRICS foreign ministers meeting. Deputy Foreign Minister Kazem Kiribabadi held meetings with counterparts from Indonesia, South Africa, Brazil, India, and Egypt on the sidelines and urged the bloc to address illegal actions against members. Domestically, the Iranian president stated that the enemy's dreams of the nation's surrender will never come true. National blood reserves have increased to about 11 days due to a surge in public donations during the war, and at least 9 low-intensity earthquakes were felt overnight in the Pardis area of Tehran in Lebanon. Beyond the lead, the IDF issued evacuation warnings for 3 villages, Kfarkela, Etaroun, and Arab Salim. The political leadership has asked the army to present a plan to deepen the maneuver in Lebanon, expected in the coming days. 7 Israeli soldiers who served in Lebanon were hospitalized with trench fever. And during a session chaired by Netanyahu, technical solutions for dealing with Hezbollah drones were presented. Though an Israeli drone expert admitted there is no hermetic solution to the threat, Hezbollah's Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassem reiterated the firmness of the resistance and vowed not to surrender, sending a message to an Iranian ayatollah affirming the resistance is immune to occupation. Moving to Gaza, an IDF document assessed that Hamas is producing hundreds of explosives and surveilling IDF troops, indicating a resurgence. The IDF announced that a Hamas terrorist who participated in the October 7 raid on Nahal-Oz base was killed in an airstrike last week. That strike also killed Azam al-Hayya, the 23-year-old son of Hamas's chief negotiator, Khalil al-Hayya, a member of the Nakba force. One Palestinian was reported injured by Israeli fire in Jabalia refugee camp, and Israeli drones opened fire on homes and tents near Al-Zaitoun Sports Club in Gaza City. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers under IDF protection stormed the village of Abwein and stole livestock. IDF and border police were dispatched to Jiljalia after Israeli civilians entered the village following livestock theft from an illegal outpost in Area A. Several suspects were arrested, and during an extraction, a violent riot ensued with stone throwing. Forces responded with riot dispersal means and gunfire, with reports of several injured and one killed. On the legal front, a Palestinian man is to be indicted for a fatal march car ramming that killed an 18-year-old settler. The Israeli Central Court heard the case of Sheikh Kamel Khatib with expectations of a 40 to 50 month prison sentence. And IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Ayel Zamir, conducted a situational assessment in northern Samaria, stating the IDF is prepared to renew fighting from Judea and Samaria to Tehran. On the multilateral track, the Trump XI summit is underway in Beijing. Trump was greeted by Vice President Han Jing and is accompanied by tech CEOs including Elon Musk and Jensen Huang. The summit is being described as a shrinking summit amid tensions. Separately, the UK announced it will deploy jets, drones, and a warship to a joint mission to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. And Russia tested a new nuclear-capable Sarmat ICBM, which Putin called the world's most powerful around the world. An Israeli woman was killed and several Israelis injured in an accident in Panama. France confined over 1,700 passengers on a cruise ship in Bordeaux to a gastroenteritis outbreak. In the Philippines, gunshots rang out in the Senate as authorities tried to arrest a senator. Japan suspended Australian rugby coach Eddie Jones for verbally abusing officials. In the Eastern Mediterranean, Turkey is preparing legislation to formalize claims to disputed maritime boundaries, heightening the risk of a new crisis. And Iran and Pakistan agreed to expand port and transit cooperation, aiming for $10 billion in bilateral trade. Moving to the analysis first, the trend, the tempo of kinetic exchange in Lebanon is accelerating compared to the prior week. The IDF's political leadership has now requested a plan to deepen the ground maneuver, signaling a potential shift from limited raids to a broader operation. This marks a departure from the prior week's focus on tit-for-tat exchanges and suggests a deliberate Israeli effort to degrade Hezbollah's infrastructure ahead of a possible expanded campaign. On the information environment, two competing narratives are crystallizing. The US-Israeli camp is framing the Lebanon escalation as a necessary defensive operation, with UNIFIL's accusation bolstering the Hezbollah as reckless actor storyline. Meanwhile, Iran and Hezbollah are pushing a narrative of resistance and victimhood, highlighting civilian casualties and vowing to block US weapons through Hormuz. The Chinese framing, likely to emerge from the Trump-XI summit, remains absent, leaving a vacuum that both sides will seek to fill, and the synthesis, the Trump-XI summit is not a diplomatic off-ramp at a catalyst for escalation. Trump's arrival in Beijing coincides with a deliberate Israeli intensification in Lebanon and an Iranian Hormuz threat, suggesting both sides are posturing to shape the summit's outcome rather than seeking de-escalation. The Mossad Shin Bet visits to the UAE reveal a parallel track of Gulf coordination that bypasses public diplomacy. A counter reading is that the summit could produce a Chinese-mediated ceasefire framework, but the timing of military action suggests Israel is locking in gains before any diplomatic constraints take hold, making a near-term de-escalation unlikely. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, watch for unusual military or cargo flight patterns between Bandar Abbas and Beijing during the summit window. Review Sentinel 1SAR imagery over southern Lebanon for evidence of new IDF ground maneuver staging areas north of the Litani, and monitor the Telegram channel Lebanese OSINT for a real-time posting cadence of Hezbollah drone launch claims and IDF interceptions in the Nakhor sector. Under the status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will announce the start of a deeper ground maneuver in southern Lebanon. Before the end of the Trump XI summit, Iran will conduct a live fire exercise in the Strait of Hormuz as a show of force, and the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the end of May with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicator through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone swarm attack on an IDF base in northern Israel, causing multiple casualties, though with low confidence. By May 16, the US will announce the deployment of additional naval assets to the Strait of Hormuz, raising the risk of a direct US-Iran naval confrontation, also with low confidence. And within the next week, a senior Iranian nuclear scientist will be assassinated inside Iran, attributed to Israeli intelligence derailing any nascent diplomatic track. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.